in most cases. But anyhow, it's all good. So, well, that's interesting there, Henry. Inside the Walmart there, doing a little browsing around there and so forth. So, special QSL card. Well, that's very cool there. So, not sure if I'm on your list there, but please include me there for sure if I'm not there. And I'll pass it over to you briefly there to answer back, and pass it over to Paul, VE3 IFC, VE5 RJM in the group. Over to you, Henry, VE3 HRY. Portable Stationary Walmart.
Yeah, VA3 HRY returning, and yeah, sorry, that's my bad sense of humor. Anyway, I gotta get back to what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'll let you guys go. I was just listening. I thought I'd throw that in there and say good morning to everyone, and I'll give it back to Paul. Go ahead, Paul, and good morning to you too, and 7-3 everybody, VA3 HRY. Go ahead, Paul.
Well, good morning, Tim. Good morning, Henry. Number one rule, we all know this, number one rule in amateur radio is a sense of humor. And number two rule, it's supposed to be fun. And then number three is all the rest of the stuff, technical and licensing and capacitors and transistors and antennas and all that stuff. But number one is a sense of humor. Number two, fun. So there you go. Thank you for the smile, Henry. Thank you for the sense of humor. And you too, Tim. And you too, Randy. If you want a good laugh, you want to boost your sense of humor, just go to Walmart. Oh, fine business. Fine business, Henry. Thank you. Back to you, Tim. Good to hear you, Tim. Go ahead. VE3 IFC. Maybe Tim's got two hands on the wheel or busy, but stay with us, Tim, if you can. We'll go back to Randy. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, fine business, and you know, that's funny. And yeah, I had to throw that in there with the QSL card there, so through Henry there, because I knew, but you know, glad that he said the sense of humor there, so then everybody knew it there for sure there. So otherwise, you know, he could get a whole pile of contacts there, be a good ambassador there, and let individuals that are shopping in Walmart raise their curiosity, and maybe, who knows, might be interested in amateur radio. You know, you just never know, you know, when things like that arise, when you least expect it, you know. So, fine business on all that, and, yeah, so, yeah, Tim must be away here. But he'll be back probably shortly. Anyways, you probably have to go grab something there, or maybe he's mobile there and some traffic there or something. So, anyways, yeah, Paul, it's a very good round table here anyways, but I got to get going here and start my day here, because I got lots to do on my plate here today, and I'll be outside for probably most of it, starting about oh, I don't know, an hour and a half from now, I'll probably head outside. So, first I'll check my emails and stuff and start my day that way. I got some more updating to do, and and that sort of thing for club stuff. And then we'll see how it goes for the rest of the day. But even though I'm outside working in the yard, I'll have my HD with me, and if I can't get to anybody, at least I'll be able to hear them. So anyways, I'm going to say my 7-3s here, and I'll pass it back to Tim, see if he's around. If not, take it away, Paul. VE5, Tango Bravo Foxtrot, VE5RJM in the group. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm back. I had to take a call from the office there, and it's kind of hard to listen with two things coming in my ears at the same time. One of the problems of getting old, I guess. Just had a little incident on the highway in front of me here. A guy lost two set of dualies on off of a dump truck coming off the freeway on one street there. That makes life interesting, the thing sitting in the middle of the road.
Oh, wow. I've seen those type of, and I've actually heard of fatalities happening when things like that happen. You know, the tire flings up into the vehicle behind you. That's why it's so important to keep your distance from the vehicle in front of you. You never know what to expect, and you want to have enough reaction time, you know, in case you fall into the danger zone there. So, I know quite a few people that either things are strapped wrong on a flatbed trailer, or wheels come and detached from vehicles, or even just a simple blowout, you know, off of a semi deemed into fatalities as well, with that rubber hitting the windshield and coming right into the vehicle at you. So the force behind that stuff is unbelievable. And you don't have a chance sometimes if you're following too close. So always got to be aware of your surroundings for sure when you're driving. There's so many hazards out there nowadays. It's almost like a danger zone getting on the highway and sometimes around here too. So people seem to figure that the speed limit is however fast their vehicle can go. And then 30 miles down the road, you end up behind them at a set of lights in the city. And you just have to chuckle. Someone that's in such a big panic doesn't get a whole lot further than the person just sticks to the speed limit and follows the rules of the road. So anyways, with that, I'm going to say 7-3s and good morning to you, Tim, and hope you have a great day. So I'm sure we'll talk later on. And I'm going to get out of here and pass it over to Paul. VE3, ISC, VE5RJM. Go ahead, Paul.
Thank you, Randy. One short story before you go, a true story. A friend of mine, Northern Ontario, going down a hill, front wheel came off, ran into a house, smash. 2 years later, going down the same hill, same wheel, off, down the hill, into the house, smash. 2 years apart, exactly the same thing, exactly the same wheel, exactly the same house. Talk about a strange phenomena. Anyway, that's a true story. Okay, Randy, thank you. Thank you, Tim. Thank you, Henry. We'll catch up with all of you later. VE3 India, Foxtrot Charlie is clear. Back to you, Henry, if you want to tie it up. We're done.
VE7SLZ.
Okay, Tim, drive safely, and thanks for joining us. VE3ISC clear.
Here. What did he do?